enforcement was ever held responsible.
Heather Ann Thompson, we want to thank you for being with us, author of Blood in the Water, The Attica Prison Uprising in 1971, Its Legacy, and David Rothenberg, member of the Attica Observers Committee. Thanks for joining us, and founder of the Fortune Society. That does it for our show, Democracy Now!, produced by Mike Berkner, Meen Sheikh, Carla Wills, Laura Gottes, Dina Guzder, Sam Alkoff, Rabbi Karen, Honey Massoud, Trina Dura. I'm Amy Goodman with Juan Gonzalez. Thanks so much for joining us.
KBOO Portland. The time is 4:59 p.m. Coming up next is the KBOO Evening News.
KBOO Community Radio is a proud sponsor of the 2016 Festival of Nations. The Festival of Nations is an annual event hosted by the Division Midway Alliance and is a celebration of cultural diversity. Saturday, September 17th, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Division Center on the corner of Southeast 122nd Avenue and Division. There will be diverse culinary cuisines provided by a variety of vendors, along with performances by local musicians and dancers, such as Cuba de Son and African showboys, as well as other activities like disc golf, putting, and a large-scale Thomas the Train. That's the Festival of Nations on Saturday, September 17th at the Division Center on the corner of Southeast 122nd Avenue and Division. It runs from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m.
This KBOO program has been made possible in part by KBOO Foundation members and a grant from Seattle Theater Group, presenting astrophysicist Dr. Neil deGrasse Tyson, September 19th and 20th at the Keller Auditorium. Dr. Tyson will explore science as portrayed in pop culture, and tickets and information for his September 20th show are available at portland5.com.
And now, your daily volunteer-produced community newscast, the KBOO Evening News.
Coming up on the KBOO Evening News, a federal judge has ruled against Standing Rock protectors in North Dakota.
Protesters supporting the protectors at Standing Rock are taking to the streets across the nation as the governor of North Dakota has put the National Guard on standby.
And a special hearing next Tuesday kicks off the City of Portland's formulation of a new anti-fossil fuels policy. Activists are calling for a large public turnout.
Good evening. This is the KBOO Evening News for Friday, September 9th, 2016. I'm Liam Delta.
And I'm Linda Olson Osterlund. A U.S. district judge has denied a request for a temporary injunction to halt construction of the controversial Dakota Access Pipeline. Members of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation made the request to halt construction of the controversial oil pipeline near lands considered sacred by the tribe. When completed, the $3.7 billion pipeline will pass through four states and will be 1,168 miles long. Texas-based Energy Transfer Partners are constructing the pipeline to carry crude oil from the Bakken shale deposits to oil refineries in the U.S. Gulf Coast. The pipeline has been opposed by over 250 Native American tribes, as well as numerous environmental groups. District Judge James Boasberg stated that the tribe had not demonstrated that an injunction was warranted and denied the request in a 58-page opinion. The environmental group Earth Justice filed the original lawsuit on behalf of the tribe in July. Earth Justice attorney James Hasselman said the ruling will be challenged.
Yesterday, the governor of North Dakota activated the National Guard to man checkpoints in the vicinity of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation. He took the action ahead of today's anticipated court ruling on the Dakota Access Pipeline construction. Nell Abram has more.
Calling it an abundance of caution, North Dakota Governor Jack Dalrymple told media Thursday he's calling in the National Guard to supplement local law enforcement in the areas surrounding the Dakota Access Pipeline protests.
Because of the increased and prolonged need for law enforcement resources, I have asked General Dorman to make available some North Dakota National Guard personnel to support law enforcement and augment their public safety efforts.
About 100 guardsmen will now staff roadside checkpoints in the vicinity of the Standing Rock Sioux Reservation and nearby Sacred Stone Camp. A long-planned powwow is set for this weekend in Bismarck, and officials expect an influx of Standing Rock supporters. Protests against the pipeline grew in early August when heavy machinery arrived and construction began. Thousands of people have now joined the Standing Rock Sioux, and members of more than 100 tribes have sent their flags in a show of indigenous solidarity. Protests have been largely peaceful until a private security firm hired to protect pipeline workers brought attack dogs to the site last weekend. Governor Dalrymple dodged direct questions about the use of trained canines by private contractors, but did say that the company behind the pipeline project has been asked not to escalate the situation unnecessarily.
Well, the company, as you know, has stopped work, left the premises, right, and currently has no plans to go back to work.
As the court decision looms, Tom Goldtooth, executive director of the Indigenous Environmental Network, is among the thousands of people staying put at what some say is now more of a village than a protest camp. Goldtooth notes that treaty rights give the Standing Rock Sioux tribe a government-to-government relationship with the U.S.
We're not mere stakeholders. These are sovereign nations that have a relationship, a legal relationship with the United States government. And one of the foundations of that is a standard of consultation. Consultation was not recognized. And the communities, the grassroots, they're willing to stand up and defend their lands if the federal judge doesn't recognize the lawsuit. I think talking to people here, we're here for the long run. We're here throughout winter if we have to. But there's people throughout the world who are looking and seeing what's going on here. But we're going to continue to build this resistance, build this solidarity, and mobilize people throughout the world to help us win this case.
For FSRN, I'm Nell Abram.
An estimated 300 supporters of the Standing Rock Protectors gathered at Pioneer Square in downtown Portland at noon today. The Native American Rehabilitation Association, or NARA, Traditional Culture Director Philip Archibald, spoke about the corporate interests that the protectors are facing.
I was researching this Dakota Access Pipeline and looking at the statements of why they're putting this pipeline in, and what it comes down to is they want easier accessibility so they can limit their overhead cost in transporting this oil around the world. It's just to make extra money without any care or concern for the damage that they do to the environment, to the ecology, and to the peoples of North Dakota, and as a result, to the peoples of the whole world.
That was Philip Archibald at the Standing Rock Solidarity Rally at Pioneer Courthouse Square this afternoon.
The protest against the Dakota Access Pipeline has been growing since April. KBOO's Ray Bodwell gives us a brief recap.
An estimated 4,000 to 5,000 protesters are now gathered in Cannonball, North Dakota, to try to halt the construction of the Dakota Access Pipeline through sacred Sioux ancestral lands and under the Missouri River, the sole water source of the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. Although the protest began in April of this year, it took on increasing urgency in early August when members of the tribe were given a 48-hour notice that a Texas company, Energy Transfer Partners, was about to begin construction on the pipeline. The Dakota Access Pipeline, which is already half completed, is a nearly $4 billion project to transport 470,000 barrels of oil a day from the oil fields in Stanley, North Dakota, to Pocota, Illinois, where it would link up to other pipelines. The Standing Rock Sioux Tribe sees the pipeline as a threat on several levels. They say that the pipeline would destroy ancestral burial grounds and that a spill could permanently destroy the tribe's water supply. The tribe's fears of an oil spill were validated when it was reported that the pipeline was originally intended to cross the Missouri River about 10 miles north of Bismarck, but was rerouted due to the potential threat to Bismarck's water supply. The pipeline protest has tended to unify Native Americans, and there are now over 250 tribes standing in solidarity with the Standing Rock Sioux tribe at Cannonball, North Dakota. Many tribes see the protest at Cannonball as a reflection of their own battles to protect their territories, their legacies, and their own tribal rights. In a symbolic gesture, the protests at Cannonball have brought the seven council fires of the Sioux tribe together for the first time since 1876 at the Battle of Greasy Grass, often referred to as the Battle of Little Bighorn, when U.S. armed forces suffered a major defeat at the hands of the Sioux. Earlier today, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg ruled against the tribe's request for a halt to the construction of the pipeline. Lawyers for the tribe say they intend to appeal that ruling, and many protesters on site say they intend to stay for as long as necessary to achieve their goals. For KBOO, this is Ray Bodwell.
This is Linda. We have breaking news just in from the Washington Post. The federal government moves to halt oil pipeline construction near Standing Rock Sioux tribal land. The federal judge ruled Friday against the Standing Rock Sioux tribe's request for a preliminary injunction to halt construction of the Dakota Access crude oil pipeline that the tribe says endangers sacred burial grounds and could threaten its water supply from Lake Ohe, a dammed section of the Missouri River. But in a development that stunned even the tribe's lawyers, the decision by District Judge James E. Boasberg was effectively put on hold by a federal order to stop construction near the tribe's reservation until the Army can make a later decision.
KBOO volunteers bring us this locally produced newscast every evening, and now it's your turn to join the party. Joining us now are Jamie and Seth to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
Good afternoon. You've been listening to the KBOO Evening News, and it's the KBOO Fall Membership Drive. So if you want to go to the phone, we want you to go to the phone right now and dial 877-500-5266 to become a KBOO member, or renew your KBOO membership, and you can make a secure donation online at kboo.fm. I'm Jamie. I'm a volunteer programmer here at KBOO, and I'm here with Seth, another volunteer, and we're thrilled to be on the KBOO Evening News, where we get the latest breaking news that ties together the national struggles of the indigenous people of the Dakotas with the local solidarity campaigns.
And there was, at Pioneer Square today, as you know, there was a solidarity protest right here in Portland, standing with the Standing Rock Sioux, and basically against the desecration, further desecration of our environment. You're listening to the KBOO News. You're probably a regular listener. There's a reason why you listen to KBOO News above the others. We are local. We are volunteer powered. We're different than all the other news. We dig deep into the stories the other news either just barely mention or ignore altogether. Our evening news, we bring perspective, voices, and angles on the day's top news stories, which the corporate media ignores, and they do it on purpose. We do what we do on purpose, and we need your help to keep on doing it. You are listening to KBOO. There's a reason for that. Please join us. Help us continue this unique angle and independent angle on the news stories. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm and securely donate by clicking on the donate button. And we have a myriad of thank you gifts. We have KBOO shirts and all kinds of stuff, Amy Goodman stuff. Just call and become a member of KBOO or come down and visit us and take a tour of the studios, 20 Southeast 8th, right off Burnside. Come on in.
That's right, Seth. KBOO programs offer solutions, not just doom and gloom. KBOO programs offer answers, not just questions. KBOO programs put you in touch with local activists and local organizations which are making positive change now. KBOO is not neutral. It's progressive. It's a local community of change makers. And we think you, dear listener, want to be part of that and that you can give us your spare change for some social change. Go to 877 800-500-5266 to become a KBOO member. Think about making a regular monthly donation, $10 a month, $15 a month, whatever you can afford, and make a secure donation online at kboo.fm right now. Go to the web, go to your phone.
Local activists are calling for opponents of climate change to attend the Portland Planning and Sustainability Commission meeting next Tuesday. The commission is set to begin hammering out land use guidelines for Portland's new rules against fossil fuel dependence, but industry interests are expected to push back. After the public comment period on the proposed policy changes, the city published a stronger draft of code changes last month. The city would now ban bulk fossil fuel terminals and limit new ones as non-conforming uses. Activists are pointing out weak language regarding an exemption for some terminals under 5 million gallons, which could allow for more oil trains. The Planning and Sustainability Commission is taking public comments and will vote on proposed code changes as early as this month. The meeting is Tuesday, September 13th at 12:30 p.m. at 1900 Southwest 4th Avenue, Suite 2500A.
The Leonard Peltier Freedom Ride Series continues. The 3,000-mile bicycle ride for freedom traveled from Oregon to Washington, D.C. in July to seek the release of Leonard Peltier. Peltier was convicted of killing two FBI agents on the Pine Ridge Indian Reservation in June of 1975. Many people, including former U.S. Attorney General Ramsey Clark, have argued that Peltier was not given a fair trial. KBOO's Delphine Crescenzo has more.
This is Chris Francisco reporting for KBOO from the Peltier Freedom Ride 2016. We are traveling from Banks, Oregon to Washington, D.C. from July 12th to the 24th to create awareness of the injustice Leonard Peltier has endured and support for his clemency. Thank you to all the people who have supported Leonard Peltier over the years.
Over the weekend, the Peltier Justice Ride made its way through Wyoming, Colorado, and Nebraska. On Friday morning, the caravan took off from Rupert, Idaho, and traveled 300 miles to Green River, Wyoming. Despite mosquito attacks, everyone seemed to be enjoying the ride.
That was a really remarkable sunset. I'll be thinking about that sunset for a while. Yeah. Today, we drove from the Shoshone Bannock Lands, also known as Wellcock Lake, and now we're in Wyoming. We drove about 300 miles. Media team stopped. I just swallowed a mosquito. Stopped along the way to work on some social media stuff and talk about some really important issues. And beautiful drive, right? Now we're here camping. We had some people join our team today, and then I guess they left to go to Sundance in South Dakota. So we got the crew here. We're doing solid crew, doing really good. Everybody's watching out for each other, taking care of each other. Caravan is strong. Still looking for more people to join. More riders, more motorcycle riders would be exciting. We'll see who comes along.
To catch up with the riders, go to www.peltierjustice.com or meet the caravan in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, July 23rd. The Peltier Justice Ride is bringing awareness to the case of Leonard Peltier in an effort to push President Obama to grant him clemency. But the riot is also helping its participants make important connections between federal policies, Leonard Peltier, and their own personal struggles.
Today I came across something that I hadn't seen in Peter Mathiasen's book, In the Spirit of Crazy Horse, and I was just looking at it, and it brought back something that made me realize how important Leonard Peltier was. In 1968, the United States reorganized the National Guard and created something called Operation Garden Plot. That meant that you would use the U.S. military in civil defense, the National Guard in that type of situation. And they decided in 1968 that that's what they would do. And they contemplated using that against Leonard Peltier and the folks at Wounded Knee in 1973, and they did not approve it. It's important to me because the reason I went to prison is I opposed Operation Garden Plot, only I didn't know what it was. So that brought back the kinship I feel to Leonard Peltier and always have since that time. And I think this is such an important thing that Chauncey is doing, is to try to get his father's release. And I'm glad to be a part of it.
The Department of Defense Civil Disturbance Plan, also known by codename Garden Plot, like Zell's Brian Johnson just described, is a federal plan that allows U.S. Army and National Guard to respond to, quote, major domestic civil disturbances within the U.S., end of quote. Garden Plot came about in response to the civil rights movements and the Watts, Newark, and Detroit riots of the 1960s. It provides, quote, federal military and law enforcement assistance to local governments during times of major civil disturbances, end of quote. In the section of the plan describing the government's perception of the state of the nation at the time to justify Garden Plot, we can sense the fear from the establishment of the disenfranchised, as the document warns against racial unrest, as well as anti-draft and anti-Vietnam elements. Garden Plot was last activated to provide military assistance to civil authorities following the September 11, 2001 attacks. The Pentagon also activated it to, quote, restore order during the 1992 Los Angeles riots.
Loan me a minute, let me borrow your ear. I'll sing you a song about Leonard Peltier. He's gone so long in a federal jail, the innocent victim of a tangled tale. In South Dakota, where the fear has grown, the president's a watch from a mountain of stone. They say all people are free to roam. There ain't no freedom in the Indian home. How many have gone before? And tell me how many more must be lost to the Indian war?
Hi, this is Cindy Dixon. I'm on the Leonard Peltier caravan to the White House to request that Obama, President Obama, give clemency to Leonard Peltier. He's been in prison for 41 years, and he's a political prisoner. He shouldn't be in prison, and we are asking that he be released and made free so he can return to his family.
On Saturday, the caravan drove from Wyoming to Denver, Colorado, where they got to catch some rest.
Over the weekend, we really got some much-needed rest, you know, like sitting on your butt all day long seems like, you know, very easy, but a week of that is kind of, you need to take a break. So everybody took a break yesterday. I got in the steam room, wish I had slept last, but you know how it is, the city. So, Andy, Brent, them guys, they went hiking, I think, They just went to a hotel because of the mosquitoes. I guess they got beaten up. They had to stay there. Watch TV, I think, or sleep. Probably sleep, but he took a nap. Laundry. They had a hot tub, so I guess we all took care of ourselves in a good way.
This morning, the Peltier Justice Ride left Colorado and is now traveling to Ellis, Kansas, where they will rest tonight, hopefully in a mosquito-free environment. Tune in to the KBOO Evening News tomorrow to find out what happened when KBOO reporters Christopher and Brant got pulled over by the police in Idaho on the second day of the ride. Go to kboo.fm/Peltier Justice Ride to listen to past updates from the ride. Also, follow KBOO on social media to see photos and videos by Christopher Francisco from the Peltier Justice Ride. For the KBOO Evening News, this segment was produced by Delphine Crescenzo and Christopher Francisco. Thank you for listening.
How many have gone before? And tell me how many more must be lost to the Indian War?
You're listening to a membership drive special of the KBOO Evening News. Our volunteers work hard every day to bring us this coverage of local, national, and international news. And now it's your turn. Joining us now are Seth and Jamie to talk about how you can support KBOO Community Radio.
And you are listening to KBOO. And this is how you can support. First of all, I'd like to say my support with the Leonard Peltier Riders. That is my friend, Christopher Francisco, one of the producers, also a volunteer here at KBOO. Might be showing up, he told me. He might be showing up to answer phones or get on the mic during our pledge drive. You can become one of us. You can become a KBOO member. You're already listening to us, so you're already a member that way. Support us so we can continue to support the causes that you support. 877-500-5266. Go online, kboo.fm. Hit the donate button. And anything is worth it. I mean, if you can only afford $20, give us a call. We can definitely use it. And no amount is too small. And conversely, no amount is too large for those of our listeners out there who have some wealth to give us. So give us a call, 877-500-5266. Donate right away, donate monthly, whatever suits your lifestyle and your economic situation. 877-500-5266.
And we want to thank Tom, who is renewed, Tom from Portland, and any of you who are ready to renew, and especially those who are monthly sustainers who are ready to up your monthly contribution. Maybe you're giving $10 a month. How about bumping it up to 11 or 12? Those of you who are at 15, maybe 16 or 17 a month. You know, KBOO is a community project. It's organized people changing hearts and minds, one listener at a time. We're bringing you on a daily basis news of the Leonard Peltier Justice Ride. Folks from Portland, your community members, it's like what social change is about. As Cesar Chavez said, first you talk to one person, then you talk to another person, then you talk to another person. First, they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win.
Join you.
That's what KBOO is about, persistence and the struggle day in and day out until we win a better world. So get on the phone and contribute to KBOO's fall membership drive. 877-500-5266. Or you can make a secure donation online at kboo.fm.
And we can only continue to do this because of you. We do it for you, but we also do it because of you. We need member dollars. Like, I think there's like 60,000 people listening to KBOO on a daily basis, and only 5,000 are members. Let's change that. Let's up that. If you listen to KBOO on a regular basis and you've always wanted to become a member, this is your chance. It's the fall membership drive, 877 877- 800-500-5266. We can only cover the news. We can only do these stories our way because of the money and the support that we get from the community. You're listening to KBOO because there's something here that speaks to you, and we want to continue speaking to you. But speaking to you and bringing this radio station to you every day of the year, 24 hours a day, it does cost some money. Not much. We try to do stuff on the cheap, but we still need some money. So give us a call. Become a contributing member, 877-500-5266. This way we can continue doing the KBOO thing because we're only beholden to you, the people that support us and the members of our community. Remember, you are a very important part of community. Give us a call, 877-500-5266, KBOO.FM, and tap on the donate button. Keep us keeping on.
Are you a member of the working class? Well, join KBOO and become a member of the owning class. Every one of the 5,000 members owns a piece of KBOO. And once you join, you're a different person. You get to vote for the board, serve on committees, volunteer to gather the news, and or put on your own show. Join the owning class now. Become an owning member of KBOO. Go to 877-500-5266. Become a KBOO member. Become a sustaining member. Up your pledge, renew, and make a secure donation online at KBOO.FM.
Yes, come join the KBOO family. Oh, somebody just got excited. And we, like I said, we have plenty of thank you gifts. Wear your KBOO shirt with pride. We have the hoodie thing going on. So want to win a free KBOO hoodie? Hashtag us. Hashtag support KBOO on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Tag us on at KBOO on Twitter. And at the end of this drive, which I believe is the 24th of September, unless we get a day off because we've hit our goals, which happens sometimes, you will be entered to win this fashionable and warm KBOO hoodie. And it is coming up to winter soon. That happens after the fall drive. So you'll want a hoodie. You'll definitely want, especially here in Portland. But we're also talking to people out all over the country and all over the world. We know you're listening to us on the internet. Give us a call, 877-500-5266. Tell us hello from wherever you're calling from or kboo.fm.